Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. 7:46 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police report no cooperation in murder investigation. Number 33 in 32 weeks this year.
Two.
Wichita City Council will approve budget today. More than 30 more cops and no property tax increase.
One.
Mayor Longwell says a new stadium is planned for Wichita in place by 2020. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
And our traffic update here on this Tuesday morning. We do have fire crews on the scene of a barn on fire northeast of Valley Center. This is in the 7100 block of East 125th North. That's east of I-135, a barn on fire. We also have an injury traffic accident in southeast Wichita. The northbound lanes of Southeast Boulevard are shut down at Marion Road. That's just a little bit south of Pawnee on Southeast Boulevard. Traffic update from KNSS, Stephen Ted.
Mostly cloudy with a 60% chance for rain today and a high of 83 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 65. Wednesday, tomorrow, 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 88. Now mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. We've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour. Well, the safety of our election systems didn't exactly earn a vote of confidence following last weekend's DEFCON hacking conference in Las Vegas. One session reportedly featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Secretary of State and changed election results. Took the young hacker 10 minutes to break in and gain access.
Don't let that kid into Kansas.
An 11-year-old. I've got two granddaughters who are 12. I can't imagine. The child took part in a DEFCON voting machine hacking village.
Didn't take long.
PBS reports where kids as young as 8 years old attempted to access replica web pages and change information. Which basically means to me is there's nothing on the internet that you can trust. I guess we could be hacked into and somebody could change our news for us, but I don't know. Our website, by the way, is a terrific website. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters just voted them number one in the state. So we do a great job, and then you can trust our stuff.
Yeah, there's I have to enter so many passwords.
Yeah.
No kid's going to figure that out.
No 11-year-old. Well, okay. Hey, stocks are starting off the week in the red.
The Dow down 125 points, the S&P 500 down 11, the NASDAQ composite down 19 and change. Meanwhile, all eyes on Tesla today, that stock finishing lower, after CEO Elon Musk blogged that Saudi officials had told him they were willing to help take the company private. Musk and regulatory crosshairs last week after he said he had secured financing to take the company private at $420 a share. So far, no investors have stepped forward to say that's true. The SEC is investigating his claims. We'll watch that story closely. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Talk of a new baseball team for Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. As always, good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, we've been talking about it a little bit the last couple of days. Could we have an announcement on a baseball team soon? Rumors have been swirling. An announcement could come soon. Mayor Jeff Longwell says an announcement could be close, and the Lawrence DeMott Stadium is definitely coming down. Longwell says the plans to have a new ballpark in place 2020. That's contingent, of course, on getting a team affiliated with a big league club. Center Industries has won a defense contract worth as much as $66 million. The company will produce magazine cartridges for U.S. Army firearms. It's a fixed-price contract that would last the next 5 years. Center Industries began as an initiative of the Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation to help provide opportunities in manufacturing. The company has about 200 employees. And the Cancer Center of Kansas has been selected to participate in two new clinical trials, therefore immunotherapies being developed for the treatment of advanced breast cancer. CCK was one of five cancer centers selected nationwide. The 16 CCK locations across Kansas might also be included in those trials. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, tell me a little bit more about Center Industries. I've never heard of them. They've got a $66 million contract. Is this a nonprofit or how
does this work? Yeah, they were created, like I say, through the Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation a long time ago. And they were created to help folks with disabilities get jobs in the manufacturing industry.
Okay. And they're located here in Wichita, then, I take it.
Yep. All right. $66 million contract. Pretty nice.
We've been talking a lot. You know, before I got on the air this morning, I talked with two people about the stadium, and you're talking about it. And the mayor was on yesterday here, Steve and Ted, talking about the new stadium and so forth. We've been chattering about it this morning. Star bonds, we're looking for star bonds from the state. Is that right, to help us finance this thing?
Well, I'm not sure. Not sure what the financing is going to be on this. It depends on what they work out with the affiliated baseball team's owner. I'm pretty sure the owner not only wants to sort of be in charge of the stadium, but also be in charge of the area around the stadium. I would assume there's going to be, you know, we've heard about a village, you know, around the stadium that includes retail and probably restaurants. So,
yeah. Well, how much control will they have? Are they going to tell us exactly what can go in there? I've already heard from one person who said, I'm not going to say who it was, but they said they had a they were supposed to go in there with something, and they've already been told they can't go in.
Oh, is that right? Well, no, we haven't heard anything about that.
I'm not gonna
I would assume the new owner, the owner of the team that's going to be coming here, wants to take control of that.
Going to have a lot of say in what happens there. In return, we get maybe to come to a ball game or
a new stadium, new restaurants, retail, maybe. So
maybe it's more comfortable to watch somebody go in and hit into a double play. I don't know. it's really interesting, though, Mike, that it's got Wichita talking. I mean,
oh yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people are talking about this and wondering about it, and it's got to be kind of secretive, I guess, until we get all the negotiations done.
Right.
Yeah, you're like you said, reported just a minute ago. We're hoping to hear something soon.
Yeah.
But soon.
Soon, what does that mean? I don't know. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to have an announcement last December.
But okay. Say, so how much, you live on the west side, how much rain did you get out west last night?
We got a fair amount. There were a couple of pretty heavy downpours. I haven't seen any official measurements or not yet, but I would assume maybe at least a half inch.
Well, I'd say Riverside, we got a good drenching for a couple of hours. And yet, the guys at the National Weather Center out at the station out by Eisenhower told me this morning they got next to nothing out there. So it's been real spotty. But any rain we get is good for it, good for the wheat, as we say.
You bet. Well, yeah. Harvest is over. Now they're planting again.
That's
now
right.
It's row crops for the fall.
All right. Thank you, Bill. 7:54 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on Wichita's 33rd homicide of the year. Not many clues in that one. Ted's going to update sports, right, Ted?
Sure. 20 minutes from now, we'll have our live chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, live from Chiefs training camp in 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur this morning, and Ted handles that as well. He's on the sports desk, the Blur desk. He's everywhere this morning. Ted, what's going to happen on the Blur this morning?
Anything? Well, let's see. We've got I'm excited about this one. We've got a lot of interesting notes, including the Elvis Presley family will make an appearance.
Really?
Yeah.
So. All right. The Blur is always jam-packed with good information. And we'll have traffic and, of course, the rainy forecast for you all coming up. Stay with Steve and Ted for the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.